News Radio 690 KTSM presents the El Paso History Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. And by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management, by Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. And now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
It is the day known as February 27th, 2021. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning. How is everyone out there today? It's a beautiful day out, isn't it?
It's going to be one of those good ones here. Yay. And so we got lots of stuff going on here in New Mexico and El Paso History with Carl Lombaugh. Get to him in a second. Otherwise, good morning. Welcome to the El Paso History Radio Show, now live on KTSM AM 690. And El Paso, it's on El Paso History TV. Out there, well, not quite. It's going to be on Facebook in a few minutes.
Give it a few seconds.
We have the squirrels and the engine there still running on the cage. We'll get the Facebook up in a short fashion. When we do, it'll be live streaming there. But anyway, this is a crowd here that says Texas history begins in El Paso. And today we're going to add a little New Mexico history to that.
So we'll see how that goes. We forgot to tell people they can also listen to us anywhere they go in the world or into space by going to ktsmradio.com, where you can click on the iHeartRadio link and listen to us.
Do you think you'd really get a call from an astronaut if they were listening?
Actually, I do kind of sort of know one that's up there right now.
My grandson dates
his daughter.
Oh, I see, yeah.
So I could get a call.
You saw him on TV once?
No, I actually met him briefly. So I said, hey, you know, that's a thought. I'll have to get Miles.
Would you believe it if they actually rang up and said, I'm calling from outer space? Yeah, sure.
I think we could do that.
Yeah.
Hey.
And my name is Melissa Sargent.
I've had people call from Saddam Hussein's palace years ago, so why not?
Oh, my God, that's bizarre. Anyway, we got this thing going on here. Pepe is open for dining today out there. Also, takeout. You can do that real easy. Canyotillo, that's where he's at, 877-2152. And also, you can now contact our friends at Monterey Asset Management on their website.
Oh, that's right.
Monterey Asset's got a brand new website, m1ep.com. That's the letter M, the numeral 1, ep.com. So there. Your turn, Mission Del Rey.
Oh, sorry about that.
Here we go.
There we go.
3, 2, 1.
Okay, my mic was falling off. Oh, are my earphones? Mission Del Rey now has a walk-in radio discount going on with a 15% off store-wide. And for in-store purchases, when you mention this radio show, Mission Del Rey West, they're going to get that special discount for you. And they're now open on Monday through Saturdays and 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
5, yeah.
Pardon?
5, yeah.
Yeah, 5 p.m., yes. And also, don't forget the weekly $20 radio show coupon for online orders. Go to www.missiondelray.com or call them at 440-2140.
You got a history moment cooking?
Yes, I do. And we're talking about the POW camps that were here in the area, which a lot of people don't realize that we actually had prisoner of wars from Italy and Germany, but I'll be talking specifically about the Italians.
Italy. Well, anyway, hey, so we're going to talk history today about New Mexico with a major connection or two to El Paso. And we've got a guy on a deal here named Carl Lombaugh. He is back with more El Paso and New Mexico history. Hey, Carl, how's life?
Oh, it's going pretty good. A little hazy today, but doing okay.
Hi, Carl.
Is that the weather or is that you?
Good morning, Melissa. That's me.
Oh, that's okay.
Well, you're allowed to be hazy.
Have some intersecting medications going on.
Sometimes that can be good, maybe not today. But also, you're up the creek a little bit, shall we say, from us.
Medications, you're up the creek.
Let's see what he does with that.
He's up the river.
It's a creek, if anything. There's no water in that. So, hey, life goes on. And I understand from the master control room that we are now on Facebook.
Good morning, everyone. Look over at
that little green light and say, yo, hey. Put up Carl's picture when you can find him. And also, we threw another picture at you this morning, Andrew. Maybe you can find that one by email. Anyway, Andrew J. Polk in the control room there. Thank you for what you do. All right, Carl, we're talking about history all over the place. And a lot of it in New Mexico is intertwined all over the place. And so that's similar to your family. And you and I were talking about what we might do on the radio. And so let's talk about your family history. You people have been everywhere.
Well, I have a very interesting DNA profile. But anyway, the your comment a while ago, your standard comment that Texas history begins in El Paso, I would say that a whole lot of New Mexico history obviously begins in El Paso as well.
Oh, yeah.
True.
And, oh, yeah. And went through here. Yeah.
And so we're connected with that. And all you were asking me about what we could talk about that in southern New Mexico that was tied to El Paso. And so I threw out the idea that maybe I could talk about the way my family came through El Paso at different times through the years. This is a long time ago for the most part, except for my 1965 trip there when I was 14. But it's a kind of an interesting connection. If you stay in New Mexico long enough, you're related to everybody.
Oh, well, that's the way that goes in the mountains, huh?
And that's the way it is, and people kept track of it. And so people in northern New Mexico in particular had to apply for permission from the Archbishop and to be married. And they had to demonstrate that there was, you know, what the blood relationship was.
Okay,
and,
wait a minute, Archbishop, you know, in Durango, where? Yeah. You mean Colorado?
No, in Mexico.
Okay.
In Mexico, yeah. And actually, NMSU and Rick Hendricks, who was the state historian, he's now in charge of the archives up there, but he did a lot of translation of all those documents. And so a lot of New Mexico history came out of the Durango archives. But in any case, my family, of course, Lombaugh, it's German, and actually they tell me it doesn't mean anything in German. It's supposed to be Lauenbach, which means a tepid brook or something like that.
It's Laumbach.
Right, but the original was Lauenbach.
Lauenbach.
And it didn't get changed until 1856 when they arrived in Iowa.
Okay.
And they came out of northern Germany. They were Prussians and maybe even Danes. There's some Danes with the same last name. But so they come to Iowa. And by the time they get settled, it's 1857, 1858. My great-grandfather allegedly jumped a ship and hid, stowed away on the way over and came and joined the family in 58. And then he and his father, based on a little booklet that had been published, some guys from Georgia, of all places, Georgia was a big early gold strike in the 1830s. So these guys had the gold fever, and some of them came out to the Rockies. And they didn't find a whole lot of gold, but they found some sign, and they came back and wrote a big book or a pamphlet that everybody in Iowa and Nebraska and that area read, and that started the Colorado Gold Rush in 1859.
Oh, okay. Did they find any?
My people didn't. In fact, not much gold was found until pretty late in the game. But the father and son came west, came to Denver, and according to the story passed down through the family, they established a gold claim in the vicinity of the Denver Railroad Station.
Okay.
And they messed around there for a while, and they weren't finding any gold, and it was getting cold. And so they, like a lot of other Germans that were there, came south they picked up the Santa Fe Trail and came through Raton Pass, and they ended up in Mora,
Raton,
New Mexico.
Well, hey, Mora, I don't really know Mora. I saw it on a map you gave us. Mm-hmm. What the heck was with Mora? What's that
place?
Well,
and that ties into this story. Mora is on the east side of the Sangre de Cristos from Truchas and Taos and that area. And there were some early attempts to colonize that. The earliest was Spanish in 1818, thereabouts. But the Pawnees, interestingly, ran them out. And that's kind of an interesting story because maybe I shouldn't go into it here, but the Pawnees were in the area because the Comanches had made peace with New Mexico, so they were busy raiding Texas.
Oh.
And that allowed the Pawnees to come in and raid New Mexico. Anyway, the first colony at Mora didn't work, but in 1835 there were 76 applicants who were granted the Mora land grant. It was a Mexican period land grant. And when the Lombaugh's came into the area in the 1850s, early 1860s, they married into the family of one of those grantees, who was Bernardo Martin. And Bernardo Martin and his wife, Apollonia Solano de Gutierrez, or Gutierrez de Solano, had both been born in New Mexico, north of Santa Fe. And, of course, they were descended from people who had been in New Mexico for a very long time. So a lot of the contact with El Paso we're talking about today are ancestors of either Bernardo Martin or Apollonia, his wife, or in some cases, both.
Did you give us a picture of that?
Cousins.
Did you give us a picture of that pair?
I gave you a picture of Apollonia.
Okay.
It's the one picture we have of Apollonia, probably taken in the 1860s.
All right.
She passes. She was born in 1808 and dies in, like, 1871.
All right.
And so Bernardo, the Martins, of course, there's lots of Martins and lots of Martinezes, and they're all from two or three men that bore the name Martin that came up with Oñate. And the one we're descended from was a Hernan Pedro Martin Serrano. And if I remember correctly, he was born in Zacatecas. His father had been a blacksmith with Cortez, and allegedly made the irons that held Montezuma.
Oh, boy. What a distinction that is, yeah.
Exactly. Well, and, you know, this part of the history, all of these people were colonists. They were with the conquistadors, and so it's not a popular time to be talking about all these folks.
Well, it's the history. I mean, that's what's wrong with people's thinking. If you want to go back and correct the history, you're an idiot because you can't do it. You can't do it.
Well, like today, everybody's caught in our own situation, and you move with it, and that's it.
Oh, yeah. Well, a lot of people think my relations go back to a president or two, but, like, so what? There's got to be horse thieves in the lineage, I'm sure, that I really don't want to know about, so I don't go check it out. But the thing about where did you actually grow up? You were in northern New Mexico?
I grew up just north of Mora on the what's now part of the CS Ranch between Springer and Cimarron.
I have no idea where that is. Somewhere near Santa Fe and Albuquerque.
Colfax County, north of Las Vegas, New Mexico, and south of Raton.
Okay.
And east of Taos, maybe 90 miles.
I sort of got that now. All right.
Yeah. And my father was born and raised in a place called the La Cinta Canyon, which is between Las Vegas and Roy, along the Canadian River Gorge. And my grandfather was born at La Cebolla, which is a little community close to Mora. And then my great-grandfather, Lombaugh, was born in Germany.
Okay, so you actually migrated south down the Rio Grande. You now headquarter in Las Cruces. You ran a company or were part of a company that had the archaeological contract for anything on White Sands Missile Range for a couple of decades, right?
I did.
That's fascinating, that history as well. We may talk about some of that. Today, the focus is basically on your family and who they are and where they ran around, because you got so many connections. I thought that would be just kind of interesting to see that tapestry that is known as Carl Lombaugh is from everywhere. But you were also, when you were with Human Systems Resources, I got that right?
Human Systems Research.
Research. So that crowd also, you're the guy that took me one day in a big suburban right up the middle of a creek into White Springs Apache territory. That was the most bizarre ride, Carl Lombaugh.
Yes, sir.
You can't do that anymore. No. That's now private property.
No, it's all closed up.
Yep. But the Warm Springs Apaches were up in there. I got a real snootful in New Mexico hanging out with you for a while. And so the rest of the history of New Mexico that you're connected to, quite a bit came through El Paso. But what you're talking about now are all these people in northern New Mexico. Mora, M-O-R-A, I don't know, is that a big town now?
Yeah, you know, it's a moderate-sized town. It's the largest town in Mora County.
Well, okay.
There you go.
Okay.
You know, and it's a beautiful valley. And if people want to read about a novel about the history of Mora, they should read Frank Waters' book, People of the Valley.
Is there any good fishing up there?
There is, actually. Oh. in Mora and around Mora. There's, oh, I grew up in the middle of lots of fishing.
That's beautiful country up there, too.
Well, I'm looking for New Mexico fishing that nobody else has found, so very quietly tell
Good
me.
Luck.
Very quietly tell me where I can go, would you? You know, you get some fishing up there. We got Carl Lombaugh on the phone here. He's the guy in New Mexico to go to if you have a question about archaeology, history, or just fun facts, because, Carl, there's probably nothing in New Mexico you haven't at least touched on once.
Oh, there's lots.
Oh, actually. Is there? Okay, we'll delve into that. We need to take a break here on the El Paso History Radio Show. We've got Carl on the phone here from Las Cruces. Melissa, we got people stirring up you out on the Facebook. We came on Facebook a little late today.
And yeah.
I think that map is still up there. But we got people, generally speaking, we have people tuning in now from all over the planet. It's amazing. We need somebody from South America or Australia.
We may have them there. We just don't realize it.
If you're from South America, Australia, and you tell us the truth.
Well, I want to point out a couple of people, like Victor Guzman. He's put in here, according to Ancestry Records, his 8th great-grandfather was the acting governor of New Mexico and founded a town between Belen and Las Lunas, fleeing to El Paso after the revolt.
Christina Pettis, she's got a thing on there.
Well, she's talking about the prisoners.
Well, you mentioned that.
I'll go into that one later.
Hour.
Yeah,
second
let's talk
hour,
about
yeah.
the second hour. And then Angie's, good morning from Colorado.
See?
She's waving down the hill at us. And we have Arriba Nuevo Mexico from Victor Guzman again. Victor's busy this morning.
Some of these guys, I mean, it's good to hear from them.
Yeah.
Well, Carl, we're going to take a break here. We'll take a phone call or two. If you have a general question about New Mexico history connecting to El Paso or vice versa, or something on the Camino Real, I bet you Carl's been there.
Yes,
we'll find out when we ask him, because he'll take a question or two on Facebook, and or we can do a phone call here, can we not?
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can. Okay.
You can call us at 915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Monterey Asset Management is proud to sponsor the El Paso History Show. If you're tired of the ups and downs of the stock market, maybe you should invest in real estate. Monterey Asset manages apartments in El Paso and helps investors buy, hold, and sell properties. To learn more about the many benefits and long-term appreciation of investing in real estate, call Certified Property Manager Ray Baca at 915-592-4549. Call Monterey Asset Management to discuss your personal financial needs at 592-4549.
This is Andrew J. Polk with News Radio 690 KTSM. The COVID-19 coronavirus is still spreading in our community, and anyone who has been exposed or is showing symptoms is asked to get tested. Information on free testing is available at epstrong.org. Find details on how to register for the vaccine at epcovidvaccine.com. eprenthelp.org has resources for tenants and landlords on rental assistance, and epbusinessstrong.org has details on grant and loan funding. From the News Radio 690 KTSM News Desk, I'm Andrew J. Polk.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Campbell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
My husband and I started a business together, and I had no idea where to start when it came to payroll. And a friend of mine recommended Patriot, and I have not looked back since. It was extremely user-friendly. I was actually able to understand it and run everything extremely well. And anytime I've had a question, they have been so quick to answer and help me. I definitely recommend it to anyone who is looking for a payroll software that is easy to use, user-friendly, and really offers everything that you need when it comes to something that's beneficial for your business.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com. Accounting and payroll. Keep your time and money.
iHeartRadio Earth is here with a new way to enjoy our beautiful planet. Winter weather can bring snow and ice to your doorstep, but instead of using salt to clear this wintry mess, use eco-friendly alternatives like sand and sawdust. Some de-icers, such as rock salt, can pose a hazard to children, pets, and the environment, and should be used sparingly because of that. Brought to you by iHeartRadio Earth and the National Environmental Education Foundation. To find more tips for smarter, sustainable living, or to take action in your own community, go to iHeartRadio.com/earth.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Attention all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. Johnson & Johnson's baby powder and shower-to-shower talcum products have been linked to ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using talcum baby powder products. If you or a family member has been diagnosed with ovarian ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Powder Help Now today at 800-833-0112. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free and you'll pay nothing unless there is a recovery in your favor. Don't fight this alone. If you or a loved one used talcum baby powder-based products before being diagnosed or died from ovarian cancer, call Talcum Powder Help Now at 800-833-0112. 800-833-0112. 800-833-0112.
Paid for by Bar Justice.
News Radio 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso Souvenirs and Gift Shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
You can call us and you or you can, you can, well, and or.
I've got that today.
What?
I've got that problem today speaking.
I didn't have a problem.
Okay.
Nobody else had a problem. Did you have a problem?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, we're on the air. Anyway, but the thing is, you can send us an email. I'm looking at the email right now. EPHistory690, that's at gmail.com. Take a look at that if you want to send us something. And we're also on the El Paso History Radio Show on Facebook. You can go there for our weekly promo announcements of the topics on the program each week. And also we have a TV channel where you can see free videos about El Paso history on YouTube. There's about 120-some, I have to go count them again. I added so many lectures and things that went on at the Museum of History. We used to record all that stuff. And we had a comment last week. Somebody really liked one of the lectures we did on Trost. There's a lot of history there. Check it out. But also, all the DVDs I ever made, well, most of them anyway, are on there, about a dozen of them. And I produced those over the last 20 years, and they're right there, YouTube.com. And when you get on that website, search in El Paso History TV. And we have the 20 segments. These are evergreen, so I'm going to keep talking about them. The 20 segments that we did on ABC7, that was a series called El Paso History TV, oddly enough. And they're now online at YouTube.com, El Paso History TV. And they are the segments we aired on their newscasts. They actually put them in the newscast, 2018 to 2020. And they were the ones done by Bernie Sargent. They're all there now under a playlist, as well as the DVD. So we did have one guy on February 24th. We got a comment on one of the documentaries. And I'll read a few of those here at time to time. You can see for free that documentary on YouTube.com, El Paso History TV. It's called the video he commented on. Was El Paso Hueco Tanks. You like the way I said that?
Yes.
Hueco.
Hueco.
Hueco Tanks. And it's from Michael Dowd, and he said, loved this video, thank you. I mean, it's not a big comment, but that's good enough to say here.
Yeah. And a lot of times people don't even tell you about things. They just really enjoy something and don't think to make a remark about it. So that's cool.
But if you want to learn about El Paso history without doing much but leaving your chair in front of your computer, go check out some of this stuff. We put a lot of trouble to get it out there. I sort of figured that's my payback to El Paso. I really liked growing up here as a kid. And I did the D.C. thing for TV, came home, and said, okay, what can I do now? So this is what I did. Anyway, it's our free channel, and you can automatically get notices of other new videos. I do have a bunch more I'm going to add.
Cool.
I just have to get up to it. So
it takes a lot to put that all together, I know.
I got a lot to do during the week. Here, go ahead.
Okay, well, now, Descendants of Oñate webinar is this Sunday at 4 p.m. by Gary De Leon, himself a descendant from a member of the Oñate's 1598 Entrada, or expedition. This program is presented by the Cultural Heritage Society of the Camino Real de Tierra Adentro. And to register for this event, you can go to culturalheritagesociety.com. It's a new nonprofit formed by Al Borrego and San Elizario. And this is where you can find out more about this program. So definitely get over there, check it out, and sign up. Sounds interesting.
We got Al scheduled to get Borrego to come in here in a couple of months.
Oh, cool.
About 6 weeks. And this is a new nonprofit he's now hooked up with. And they're going to do these informational things on Sundays. So this guy, Gary De Leon, I talked to him, and he is a descendant.
Mm-hmm.
Although I think he grew up in Milwaukee. You know, how these people get around.
Get spread around. Hey, the expedition went north.
Way north. So he checked out his own history, and there he is. Anyway,
that's cool.
So we got Carl Lombaugh on the phone. Carl, would you be on that list of people who are descendants from Oñate?
Well, not of Oñate, but of his people. Hernan, the man I talked to just a bit ago, Hernan Pedro Martin.
Oh, yeah.
Serrano. He was with Oñate. And actually, what's interesting about him that I didn't know until we were getting ready for the show and I started digging around a little bit is he had a son by a Pueblo woman. And the Pueblo woman had been captured as a girl by the Castaño de Sosa expedition, which was one of the early pre-Oñate expeditions that came up through El Paso. And when they came back, they took an Indian girl, a Pueblo girl, from the Galisteo Basin. And their idea was to take her back and indoctrinate her, get her to speak Spanish, and then she could be the role of the Malinche, the Indian woman that helped Cortez in Mexico.
Oh, okay.
She could fill that role in New Mexico.
Oh.
How'd it work
and
out?
So she in fact came back with the Oñate expedition, and our ancestor Martin and she were married, and they had a son, and he lives in Santa Fe. The son lives in Santa Fe, and the other two die up there. But the son lives in Santa Fe until the Pueblo Revolt, and then he comes back with Otermin to El Paso, and he dies in El Paso. So that ancestor of mine is buried in El Paso sometime after 1685.
It's a tapestry. Keep going, dude. You got all kinds of connections.
Well, at the same time and in place, as I mentioned, Bernardo and my great-great-great-grandfather and his wife, Apollonia, were distant cousins, and one was descended by four generations and the other descended by six generations from a man named Jose Dominguez. And Jose Dominguez was born in Santa Fe in 1666. In the house of Dominguez, the census records, which have been pulled together by one of my many cousins, this one, Jose Esquivel, show that his mother was an Apache servant in the house of Dominguez, and there's no father listed. And so Jose Dominguez is 14 years old when the Pueblo Revolt goes down, and he gathers up probably inside the palace of the governors in Santa Fe and is able to leave with Otermin and retreat down the river, and he comes to El Paso as a teenager, and there he marries. And so when de Vargas goes back for the reconquest, he goes with him, with his new wife and their children, and he lives in Santa Fe. He's reunited up there with a sister who had been captured by the Pueblos during the revolt, and so they're reunited. I don't know much more about her, but then his wife, the one he married in El Paso, passes away after having several children, and he marries another woman in Santa Fe. And so Bernardo is descended from one of those women, and Apollonia is descended from the other woman.
Oh, my, it's a mix there for you. Wow. We got to take a break here, Carl Lombaugh.
A bunch of years later, they marry. But anyway.
Interesting crowd you got there. We got to take a break. When we come back, remind me to ask you to explain a bit what is the Pueblo Revolt, because I think that's one of the larger pieces of American history that most people do not know. That is a huge piece.
Absolutely.
It's incredible history.
It's local and regional, but it's also, I think it has national implications. If you want to put it this way, see if I can do it this way. You be the judge. It is one of the few times that Native American Indians succeeded in forcing a deal on the white people. And it's stuck.
Oh, absolutely.
To this day.
Absolutely.
To this day, yeah. That's why they have casinos all over New Mexico, and we don't. All right, we'll get to that in a minute. Talking about things with Carl. That's my opinion, anyway. You tell me. Talking about things with Carl Lombaugh all over New Mexico. The history is amazing. And we do have a couple more comments coming in. Victor Guzman's all over the place.
Yeah, he's a Dominguez, he says.
Oh, okay.
And Harry Kirk, he says hello for the east side, all the way on the east side. Hello,
hey,
Harry.
We got people everywhere.
Yes.
And the thing is, you can call us. Throw the number. People may not want to. That's okay, too.
First of all, let's point out, we keep talking about our Facebook page. It is the El Paso History Radio Show Facebook page where you can catch us live right now, and we can wave at you.
You have to look into the little green dot over there.
Hello. And don't forget, post, too. Let us know what's going on. And you started to say?
We got the memo. We both were
red. Oh, yes, red, I know. We're going red.
I didn't plan this with you.
I'm wearing my New Mexican red, my red scratch velvet that is very common in New Mexico.
Next week will be green enchiladas.
That's right.
Okay, fair enough.
And I just want to give you the phone number if you want to give a call.
Yeah, whatever.
915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
El Paso History TV is now available for free on YouTube.com. Take a look at recent ABC7 news reports by Bernie Sargent on El Paso History TV about Waco tanks, the Franklin Mountains, Concordia Cemetery, and more. The YouTube channel also has more than 100 videos about El Paso history with lectures, documentaries, and various history clips. Go to YouTube.com/El Paso History TV and find out how Texas history begins in El Paso.
2021 is the perfect time to add a healthy new habit to your daily wellness routine. Good nasal hygiene. Allergens, bacteria, viruses, and that some of it's very dangerous. So what can you do to protect yourself? Well, you can clean your nose with Navage. Your nose is the body's air filter, and with Navage, you help your body defend itself by flushing out the crud. I invented Navage, the world's only nose cleaner with powered suction. Navage is easy to use, affordable, and it has over 40,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Join millions of Navage users to relieve congestion and allergies, breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier without drugs. At Navage.com, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, Target, and Rite Aid. You wash your hands and brush your teeth every day. Let 2021 be the year you start cleaning your nose with Navage. Navage. Clean nose, healthy life. Navage.
If you want to get your business on the radio and you don't need help from a professional, iHeartAdBuilder.com. Not only is it extremely affordable, online, customizable, and heard by 9 out of 10 Americans every month, it's just so easy. You can even make your own radio ad all from your smartphone, wherever you are. Approve and get your ad on air. Get started today at iHeartAdBuilder.com. That's iHeartAdBuilder.com.
Is your bathroom looking old and worn out? Want to update it, but you don't know where to start? Then let BCI Bath & Shower show you how to turn beauty and functionality. Our residential bathroom solutions provide the best value on the market, and our customer service is second to none. Our cost-effective BCI Bath & Shower family of products has what you need.
Remodeling our bathroom was a big decision for us.
They didn't make a mess out of our house at all. And at the end of the day, we had a beautiful new bathroom. And it was a great experience the whole
time. Payment programs in the industry with payments as low as $68 per month or no interest, no payments for 18 months. That's right. Get the bathroom of your dreams now and pay for it in 2021. Call 1-800-716-9085 for a free no-obligation price quote. That's 1-800-716-9085. When you want quality bathroom products at a great price, it's got to be BCI Bath & Shower. That's 1-800-716-9085.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you are overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford on meds, too. Call 800-230-2777.
Laverne Cox is no stranger to impacting the world, but now she's helping others. Podcast, The Laverne Cox Show. On the new podcast, she talks intimately with guests about moving beyond gender expectations and living a more authentic life. It's thoughtful, reflective, and funny.
Years ago, a therapist of mine said to me in our very first therapy session that the only thing that we can control as individuals is our own perception and our own behavior. That's it.
Listen to The Laverne Cox Show on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
News Radio 6.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso Souvenirs and Gift Shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History, Jackson Polk.
If you want to take a look at our Facebook page, there's all kinds of interesting things that we find out here. Last week we did a show. We do them every week. These shows are archived on our Facebook page. Last week's show on February 20th, we had, since the show aired, we've had 1,912 people look at that show. So people are going to the archive and checking it out. It's real easy to do. So that's one thing to just to realize. I want to let you know about Celebration of Our Mountains. 2021 programs are ongoing now. You can hike to the site of the B-36 crash. That is way up. It's about 200 feet from the top. That's how far the guy missed it clearing the mountain. And you will recall, Melissa.
I have to do more of those.
Well, figure one out, but Dave Etzel had that one all nailed. Yeah. Anyway, you can hike up there next week on Saturday, the 6th of March, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's going to take you a while. Because
it's worthwhile.
Well, even though you go up the 1,000 steps, and that's another whole story, but to figure out what all, and there are actually steps up the mountain. They were created by people pulling up the sedimentary rock and flipping them down, go get another one, flip it down.
Jeez.
And after 1,000, you're up near the top.
Do we know who did that?
It was the people in the WPA because they put the, it was the people that working for the power company,
okay,
El Paso
to
Electric.
Get up.
They had to put the lines over the mountain to Fort Bliss.
That's right.
And they actually had to have a straight line for 20 guys to pick up a telephone pole and together walk and step. And that's why they did
that. That's why it's 1,000 steps.
Well, they don't always go in order. So every once in a while, I wonder what they did with the pole. I don't know. But anyway, that's how they got those poles up there. Then they had to drag all the cable, whatever. Anyway, talk to Jim Tolbert about all. He'll tell you the story. He's the CEO of Celebrations of Our Mountains. 525-7364, 525-7364. If you want to go hiking, or if you want to go virtual, say, hey, Jim, anyway, your turn.
Wrap it to your forehead. Mission Del Rey Southwest on Lee Trevino is putting the finishing touches on their new floor plan, are ready to start construction on their kids' western town for their old-time jail and teepee. That's certainly going to be a big hit with the kids and probably adults, too.
A teepee.
And right now, Mission Del Rey is stocking the shelves with lots of great new El Paso souvenirs for friends and family visiting the valley. And two of their newest additions are handmade artisan candles and soaps, as well as prickly pear gummy bears and other Southwestern treats. Also, Mission Del Rey is currently running their semi-annual sale with 15% off for in-store purchases through the end of the month. And just mention this radio show when you're in the store to receive your discount. And for our online shoppers, only missiondelrey.com has the $1 show giveaway. And for the first 5 listeners each week who use the coupon code HISTORY at checkout, they will receive a $20 coupon to add to their purchases. But you must, of course, purchase a minimum of 20% of products to receive this coupon. Mission Del Rey Southwest is located at 1421 Lee Trevino, and that's Suite 7A7 in the Quadrant Business Center, which is located right at the intersection of Lee Trevino and Pelicano. And again, their hours are Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. For directions or more information, call 440-2140.
So they're putting in a kid's town with a teepee, and I still post her in there.
I know. I think
it's a big store. They could do it.
Yeah, I think Six Guns and Shady Ladies should go around the old jail and the teepee. There you go.
call them up. Anyway, we got Carl Lombaugh here. Carl, we were talking about the question I was wondering about, could you just do an overview of what is and was the Pueblo Revolt and what happened?
Well, I can very quickly. Oñate, of course, comes into New Mexico 1598, and they first settled up at the place called San Gabriel de Yunque, which is up by San Juan Pueblo toward Taos. But it was a little colder there and hard to do fields and this, that, and the other. So they ended up moving to Santa Fe and established that in 1610. Now, the Spanish had what they call an encomienda system, which gave grants to individuals and basically let them be lord and master over the Indians and the Pueblos. And not finding gold or silver, they had to tax them for something to send some wealth back to Mexico. And so that literally came off their backs in the form of the cotton mantas that they wore. It came out of their storerooms. Pueblos tended to store up, they say, 7 years of corn so that they're ready for a bad year. And the Spanish took all the extra. And this just continued and continued. So there was a lot of dissension among. And then finally, in the later years, middle years of the 1600s, working up to 1680, there are some horrible droughts. And so you couldn't grow any corn. There wasn't any water, and people starved and died. And along with that, you had Spanish diseases that came in, smallpox and so on. So the Pueblos were having a really rough time. And they finally decided that enough was enough, and a fellow named Pope from Taos, my wife just told me he's actually from Santa Clara, Pope was.
Okay.
But he organizes the Pueblos, and they set up a code. They send runners out with knotted strings, each knot to be untied, and then on the day that every Pueblo untied the string, on the same day, they were all going to revolt up and down the Rio Grande, and they did. And they surrounded the town of Santa Fe. They killed and took prisoner any number of people in the smaller places. Whoever could survive got into Santa Fe and found it in the Palace of the Governors. When my wife and I were doing some research in Santa Fe in 1975, they were excavating under the Palace of the Governors, where the museum is today. And you could see the burned adobes and the burned frames where the beams had been for that palace.
Yeah.
And so after a few days of negotiation, the Pueblos, Otermin, Governor Otermin and his people and several of my ancestors came south. They picked up a few people in Albuquerque, and then they picked up some more in Socorro, and they came all the way back to El Paso. And this is in 1680, in August of 1680.
August 10th.
For 12 years, they stayed out. The Pueblos organized the only truly successful revolt in North America during that period of time.
And it came down to when Abraham Lincoln was trying to get the favor of the New Mexico Territory at the time during the Civil War. He went and talked to the result of the Pueblo Revolt. He agreed to recognize the Spanish land grants, and that's why all those tribes ended up with all that land. Am I right?
Well, they were, of course, had a policy where they wanted to include them at a lower rank, of course, but include them in their society. But as a result of their relationship with the Spanish and their ability to work with the Spanish after the revolt, and after the revolt, there were some ugly things went on, but the Spanish did realize that encomienda system wasn't going to work.
Right.
And so things got a little better, and so the various Pueblos were allowed to stay under Spanish law that could now be followed under Mexican and then subsequently United States law to allow them to keep that land and for their land to be recognized as theirs.
And one distinction was the tribe of the Pueblos that came south with the first Pueblo revolt in 1680. That would have been the Tiguas, Isleta del Sur. They were in a southern state when Lincoln made this deal about the Pueblos in the north. So he didn't make a deal with the people in El Paso. Those guys would have had a land grant going from about Lee Trevino and I-10 way over into Old Mexico, and then about 3 miles around the church there in Isleta would have been all territory owned by the Tiguas. And that, I think, is still a claim that they can make. I'm not sure where that's going to go. But
I'm not sure where that's at now. Tom Diamond, that double sharp lawyer that used to be there in El Paso, he worked with him for a long time on all of that.
Well, he found that land grant when he was trying to buy the land for I-10 for TxDOT. He was buying the properties, and he looked at this and said, what the heck is this? So he basically discovered the tribe, got to quantify them. He lived in their houses for a while and said, no, this is not just a tribe of old Mexicans sitting around. These are Indians. So they quantified him, got recognition, and had a casino for a while, and so went and moved on. Anyway, there's a quick story there. We're going to take a break. We'll talk more about his family history because it goes all over the darn state in El Paso as well. The phone number you want to throw it out there?
915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
And we had one announcement. Somebody called in off the air and wanted to know, What's the phone number for Celebration of Our Mountains? Get your pencil out. You ready? 525-7364. 525-7364. Get a hold of Diego. Call up and ask for Diego. So there. Back in a moment.
Pepe's serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great new Mexican food with cold beer and the Juan and only margarita from combination plates and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina. 6761 Donovan near Loop 375. Call 8722.
We know the backbone of our country is built by local businesses like yours. And we also know that 93% of Americans turn to radio to hear information about brands they trust from people they can trust. That's why iHeartMedia is here for you. Visit iHeartAdvertising.com to speak to us about growing your business in a time where it's needed the most. It's your audience listening, and it's time you sent them a message. Visit iHeartAdvertising.com today.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good. But always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready. And health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price, 815-4342. That's 800-815-4342. 800-815-4342.
Staples is clean and safe. Now at Staples, spend $30 or more on anything in the store and get 2 8-ounce First Safety hand sanitizers free. In-store only. Offer ends 2/27/21 while supplies last. See staples.com/free sanitizer for details.
iHeartRadio with the latest info about slowing the spread in 2021.
FEMA's opening vaccination hubs nationwide, and the Pentagon has military teams ready to assist with giving COVID-19 shots.
Plan is to open 100 vaccination sites.
Jack Nelson, CDC is giving guidance on who should get vaccinated first. States ultimately establish their own criteria.
Everything you need to know at cdc.gov/coronavirus.
El Paso's News Radio, 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7761 Donovan Drive, by Monterey Asset Management, by Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso Souvenirs and Gift Shopping, by Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
A lot going on. Got callers coming in here. The Texas Historical Commission webinars are available on thc.texas.gov. March the 2nd, the Texas Revolution, 185th anniversary, the birthplace of the Republic of Texas. March the 6th, story time at the inn. Have no idea which inn that is, but it's inn somewhere. March the 11th, Sam Rayburn history, Speaker of the House and his legacy. And also McGoffin Home, they're still active doing their thing. I think they're having touring. 533-5147.
Legacy Real Estate Services. Patrick is a top real estate producer and has an excellent portfolio of properties for sale and for rent, even in this time of the pandemic. So give Patrick a call at 915-588-1850 or visit his website, Patrick Tuttle at ElPasoHomesForSale.com.
Most real estate people actually prospered last year.
Oh, yeah, they did really well.
They were
well.
Going great guns back, yeah. back in the
20, market's been crazy all over the country.
Hey, Carl, we got a comment from a guy on the Facebook page, William Henry Mee. You want to read that one?
Yeah, let me get back up to it here. Yeah, that was, okay, he says, William Mee, he says, he's from the Montoya family in Agua Fria Village in New Mexico, a little bit south of Santa Fe. And he says, in 1603, Francisco de Madrid left El Paso and dropped off the colonizing expedition to Oñate San Gabriel and settled on the old Native American irrigated fields on Santa Fe River, which were abandoned in the 1400s. Is that familiar?
Well, there certainly were pueblos there that were abandoned during the 1400s, and and that would have been a prime place to set up settlements. And there were, I know that archaeologically, there are any number of Hispanic settlements. Some of them have been excavated in that area along the Santa Fe River.
Carl, we're about a minute away from the break for the top of the hour in the news. Time goes faster because we do a lot of talking and not just you. Well, we appreciate you being part of our history and our radio program. It's always fun to hear what you've got going on. What projects are you working on these days?
Well, I'm working on the ever always moving on Cañada Alamosa project. I'm
really?
coming close to writing the final, hopefully this year.
Oh, good.
Fair enough.
On that, and so we got lots of little pieces of stuff. We're waiting for turkey DNA to come back from England. That's at Oxford.
Okay.
And what we're trying to do with the turkeys is demonstrate that people from the Mesa Verde area brought their own turkeys down to our canyon, and we should have new DNA types that weren't in the canyon before those folks arrived.
Carl, we're going to pick this up next hour. We're out of time on this hour. We'll talk more about that and the Warm Spring Apaches' work in Cañada Alamosa. That's the connection. See you next hour, guys.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. There's another hour to go, so please stay tuned. This hour is brought to you by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita, and by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, and gift shopping. We'll be right back after the news, right here on News Radio 690, KTSM, El Paso.